think the beauty about our community in the Blue Valley School District is that we can all work together.
You're really always just looking forward to just go back to school.
Just to see the pride that people have in Blue Valley School District year after year is so much fun to watch.
You can't find this anywhere else. I am so thankful we live where we live and can have our children in the Blue Valley school systems.
Welcome to BVN Muted. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about dedicated collaboration and plan time at the elementary school level. My name's Amy Farthing, Executive Director of School Administration, and we have several district colleagues joining me today. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Collier, Deputy Superintendent of the Blue Valley School District.
Kathleen Sigich, Principal at Lakewood Elementary.
Shelley Kroll, third grade teacher at Aspen Grove Elementary.
It's good to have you guys with us today. Over the last year, Blue Valley School District has considered opportunities to provide our elementary teachers with critical time to focus on creating support plans for individual students and groups of students through dedicated plan and collaboration time. And that's why all of us who have a passion for elementary are here today to talk about this. Let's dive in first into what the current landscape at the elementary level looks like. Katie, would you mind sharing with listeners a high level about what plan time looks like for elementary teachers right now?
So at all of our school levels, our teachers have an opportunity to engage in plan time, collaboration time, time to work with their colleagues, really to prepare for and meet the needs of our students. What we find at the elementary level is that plan time is not in abundance, but the needs that we have to meet for our students and the professional responsibilities that the teachers have to engage in are many. So we have been looking at how do we capture time to help our professionals at the elementary level meet the needs of our students and really enhance the instructional practices in our schools.
Shelley, you've been a teacher for a long time at different schools and different teams. Will you share with us what plan time looks like for you as an elementary teacher?
I would love to. Elementary plan time is unique unto itself. We have to fit a lot of things in during that time, and each one of them is important to me, so it's hard to figure out which one I'm going to prioritize and go first. Should I use the restroom or return emails, or can I have time to dig into data and plan for my students? I know that prepping for lesson plans and finding materials, getting them together, looking for the reading specialist or my resource teacher to make sure that I'm meeting all the needs of my students. I also need to think about my informal assessments I did the day before and how I might change that for tomorrow and make adjustments. Also, being at different schools, I've had teams that are larger and some that are smaller, and some of us have not had the opportunity to be on the same plan time rotation, so it makes it really challenging to be a team of three or four and not be able to talk about, how's this going? Did this work in your class? Did you pull the data up from the last iReady test, and did we get a chance to dig deeper? Have you noticed how many kids were in this quadrant, and how are we going to move them over? All these discussions we want to have, but we don't have enough time. And I know that we say that a lot, but we don't have enough time.
Yeah.
Elementary plan time is its own unique. And our goal is always, even though it feels like we're run, but not in the hallway, is that high quality, individualized, and that personal Blue Valley education that we promise our parents that we want the kids to have. I want to know what my student knows right now. I want to know how I can meet them there, and I want to grab my resources, go through them, and find the best fit and extend and whatever I can for them.
I was going to ask you a question, Katie, but maybe I'll just ask you to expand on it. Shelley did a great job of kind of teeing this up of why are we looking at the idea of additional collaboration and plan time for elementary teachers?
You know, what I know is that this has been an ongoing topic in Blue Valley at the elementary level for some time. And we have been seeking to find solutions within the school day, within the teacher contract day, to create more time. It's really finding a solution at the elementary level is really unique. Each level of school is designed based on time needed for students to access their classes and courses. Each day, each level has a different design of their day. Elementary is unique because of how we serve students at that particular level. So finding a solution at elementary when we have less flexibility has created a bit of a hurdle. So we have engaged in really a study of looking at industry practices to see how do schools across our community, across the country, find time at the elementary level. And we have looked at different models. One that's very familiar to the Blue Valley community, and that's an early release model where students are released from school on a regular basis. We have looked at, gosh, what are opportunities to expand the elementary school day? We have looked at the hiring of substitutes to come in to cover classes, to create that time for teachers to work together, to study data. And we have looked at a late start model, similar to what we actually have in the district right now on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the high school level. And we also have explored the concept of a collapsed time model or a non-student attendance day that exists each month for teachers to utilize, again, to work together, to plan, to prepare for their students. I do want to make a point of differentiation, if it's okay. And that is within our calendar, all of our teachers at all levels have professional learning time. And those are days across the school calendar where our parents know we don't have school on that day because our staff are engaged in learning that is tied to their professional growth. The time that we're talking about in this conversation is time that is focused on student learning. And so that's a bit of a differentiation that I might want to make about the two different types of time that parents may be familiar with.
You know, we may have listeners out there who are wondering why we're only talking about elementary. So can you talk about why we're not considering options for middle school or high school?
Yeah, that's a great question. If I'm a parent, I'm wondering that. So there's flexibility within the day that allows our middle school teachers to meet during the school day with their teams. And the same is true at high school. High school, as I already mentioned, they already have the late start model in place. So they are able to capture this time within their day already. And so that is why we're not looking at adjusting the model in place at middle and high school right now.
Some families might be concerned about losing instructional time as a result of an increased plan time. What can you share about that?
Right, that's a very valid question. What we know is that the time students would experience in school this year, the time they would experience in school next year, would be commensurate. So we've studied that. When we built a calendar for next school year, we took into consideration that we were seeking to find a solution to this topic. And we, of course, would make sure that we meet and, as typical in Blue Valley, exceed the expectations of minutes required by the state.
Okay, thank you. So, Shelley, you talked about all the things you do now during that plan time and kind of just how it sounds like you're running. So how do you see, if you had this additional time, how would that benefit students and their success?
Well, when I think about data, because I love data, I think about we're at the elementary level, I'm looking at math data, reading data, and I have to really think about each student in two different ways and then across content areas. And once we start a conversation, if I can just put the late start, it's like just when you get into something, time's up and you have to put it on hold. And then we'd go come back to it again, but then you'd almost have to start over again. I don't know. I just feel like if I truly am going to construct a plan that will reflect what the student needs to learn and figure out what that's going to entail, I've got a lot of work to do. And we're individualized. And that's what Blue Valley is about, is that personalization and high achieving academically. And I want to make sure I'm looking at everything. And 45 minutes isn't going to do it. It just doesn't.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to dig into the data and actually make a informed decision and go forward. We understand that. Kathleen, you have a unique role. You sit as a principal, but you also wear a parent hat in our district. Can you talk about, and it's an elementary aged child too, so you definitely are in the throes of this discussion. what would you want parents to know? You get to kind of see how the sausage is made, for lack of a better example here. What would you want parents to know about the importance of this topic and about giving teachers more time?
Yeah, I have a very neat perspective as a parent of a first grader in the district and a principal and a former teacher in the district. And I know that research tells us that all the students benefit from a teacher who has the time to be an active participant in the process of looking at data to make instructional decisions. So when I'm looking at my own son, it's of course something we don't talk about often, but I know his growth is dependent on his teachers having that adequate plan time that allows them to engage in high-level processes where they're responding to interventions and planning effective instruction as a team. I picked Blue Valley for my own son just because it's a high-quality school district, and it's so exciting that as a district we're committed to finding a solution to keep our teachers engaged in best practices and having more time to support instructional time.
You know, Kathleen, I really appreciate that you just made that comment, and here's why. I think that there is a long history of excellence and a high standard of what we expect of our professionals, and our students, our families are the beneficiaries of that, of those expectations. And finding this time helps to ensure that we continue to support our professionals. And, you know, Shelley, when I listen to you talk, I just know that you, just like all the teaching staff across our district, have an exhaustive list. But I know you and our other staff all have hearts for serving our kiddos to the best of your ability. And again, this is just about helping to nurture those expectations. The other piece I might add is that this clearly is a retention and attraction issue for staff. So we've talked about as a district before that the teacher shortage, it's a real issue across our state and across our country. And time for professionals to do the work that they need to do is one of those things that can help, I think, attract individuals to our district.
You know, when you talk about staffs and working together and teacher retention, one of the things we like to focus on is vertical teams. When we're planning for students, we like to talk to the grade above us, the grade below us, and that is hard to do with the planning time we have now, because I think about, where is my instruction ending and where is theirs picking up? What mastery level do we have to have? And getting resources from one another to, again, meet the needs of our students. But I think having the opportunity to plan vertically, to discuss where our data is going, where the students are going, are we meeting their goals? Because the families and the kiddos are our passion. And so everything we do has to be based around them. Mm-hmm. And so we need to talk to everybody. We're school families. And so they stay with us year after year. And we have so much to offer. We don't have to restart every year because we know, oh my gosh, they've been incredible in this area. We're going to make sure we continue to do that. And then I carry on, the next teacher carries on. And it just, that's how we love them and teach them.
Kathleen, weren't you a former art teacher? Mm-hmm. So do you see that this would be a benefit to our teachers and buildings who maybe I teach a particular area in my elementary school, but there's only one of me that's teaching that in my school?
Yeah, I the current model, when I would meet with other art teachers, really allowed me to focus on professional learning for myself. You know, we spent time being reflective and best practices in teaching art. And what I see by adding this time in is it's giving us the opportunity to understand student learning in our subjects a little deeper. It's giving us more time as a former art teacher to get together and look at student data and bring that back to my building and say, let me help this student learn. What interventions are working? How can I help as the only art teacher in the building? So again, it's kind of an exciting time thinking about giving these teachers who sometimes teach in isolation in their elementary buildings more time to be with their job alikes.
Kathleen, you see the whole picture as a principal for your staff and you know their feelings about all of this. How do you think this plan time would benefit your entire staff?
A Blue Valley piece of us is we know that organizations are better when we work collaboratively. We know that any organization, even outside education, does great things when we work together. Our individual teachers just don't have the time right now. They also don't have all the skills, all the knowledge to meet every student's individual needs. A school staff can achieve a high level of learning for all students by having that time. time to get together to leverage their strengths and skills. Another exciting thing that I think about too is it's a great part about Blue Valley is our community is always asking, how can we help? And I feel like this is one time when we have an answer of this is what we need. And so we're coming to you with, we have a great solution and we can't wait to show you the results from it.
Katie, some people out there might wonder, is this a new issue? Why are we just hearing about it right now?
As I mentioned earlier, you know, it's not a new issue. It's one that our principals and teachers have worked tirelessly over the years to seek to solve. And I would say that we are very much aware that, to Kathleen's most recent point, is that we're asking our community to partner with us. So we know that a solution of a late start model, one day a week, or one day a month, is asking our parents to partner with us and adjust their schedules. We are making that ask for the benefit of the educational experience of our students at the elementary level.
So where do we go from here? What are the next steps?
So really, this is exciting to be able to engage in this conversation with all of you today. Hopefully some of the things that we've talked about in our conversation will help others understand what we mean by plan time and collaboration specific to the elementary level. We want to collect some voice and input on this topic because, as I said, we're asking our community to partner with us in this solution. So starting next week, we're actually going to be distributing a survey to families who have children in our schools from early childhood to fourth grade that would be impacted by this solution starting next school year. We're going to get some feedback. We also are going to ask our staff for feedback as well in a survey. And then we will be asking our Board of Education for consideration on a final recommendation, which will go to them in the month of March.
As an elementary teacher, I'm very excited because we always want to put our best foot forward and we always want to individualize and personalize instruction. So I get a little giddy when I think about, ooh, reading data, ooh, math data, and just collaborating with others on my staff in a vertical way or actually meeting with my teammates. It's just, it would be a gift that we would use for the kids.
I agree. We definitely want to continue to provide our students in Blue Valley with relevant, meaningful, and engaging instruction. And the potential outcomes of having the adequate time to really study those learning standards, look at the effectiveness, and make critical decisions that are informed by data, it's just a huge win all around for our students and staff.
Yeah, I think one of my worries is that that all happens. It's just happening at late hours or early hours. And we really want to give teachers the time to do that together and have a life, a balanced life. And you guys have spoken to the retention attraction piece too. So any other final thoughts?
You know, I'm thankful again that all of you were willing to participate in this conversation. I think in Blue Valley, we continue to be thankful to the adults in the lives of our children at home who work with us every single day, who put their faith and trust in us every single day. And we want to deliver on our promise in Blue Valley of providing a high quality education. And we appreciate any consideration that you at home listening to this would give to looking at the survey when we send it home. Give us your feedback so we can make an informed decision that honors the needs of the routine of the elementary child, that honors the schedules of families at home, and that also considers the needs of our teachers to serve students. So we look forward to that feedback.
Yes, we do. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to BV Unmuted, the official podcast of Blue Valley Schools.